People in Ecuador are worried they're about to relive the bad times from the 1990s. Back then, oil prices were at a record low, and an El Niño weather system did a lot of damage to the country's coast. Now, a powerful El Niño is again forming off the coast of South America, and Ecuador's oil-dependent economy is faltering. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
To get to the heart of Ecuador's oil-dependent economy, travel deep into the Amazon jungle, where you'll find the seedy boomtown of Lago Agrio. Walk these oppressively hot and humid streets, and people will give you an earful about how bad things are right now.
Sí, porque es la economía del país y...
Alfonso Oña is sitting on a curb on break from his shift as an electrician for the state-owned oil company Petro Amazonas. He's resting in the shade, as the sleeves of his denim company uniform rolled up as far as they'll go.
No es tan segura que digamos, porque hay medidas que vienen de parte del gobierno y que se escuchan rumores.
We're hearing rumors of mass layoffs, he says. A few months ago, his company laid off 300 people. Oña was spared, but he doesn't really have a backup plan if the cuts come again, and he's nervous.
Según cómo está la economía mundial, creo que...
It all depends on the world's economy, but I don't think things will change for a while, he says. After a year of record low oil prices, Ecuador's government has lost close to 50% of its revenue. Here in Lago Agrio, or Bitter Lake, as this area was nicknamed by its first Texaco oil workers, the gritty shops and hotels are struggling to stay open. The president of the Chamber of Commerce, Hernan Macas, says most businesses rely on contracts from the state-owned oil companies, and their bills have been going unpaid for months.
Y como primer punto de los planteamientos que ha hecho el Comité Cívico al Gobierno Nacional,
we're demanding the government pay its debts to our small businesses here, he says. For Ecuadorians, all of this anxiety over the future is particularly distressing because, until recently, things were pretty good here. Ecuador was a beacon of stability compared to some of its other oil-rich neighbors, like Venezuela. Billions were spent on new airports, schools, hospitals, and an impressive new highway system crisscrossing the Andes. Analysts now say the one thing Ecuador forgot to do was save money for the bust.
We're basically living through a hangover.
Humberto Mata is a businessman who also runs a healthcare nonprofit in the port city of Guayaquil that's seeing its government funding dry up.
We've had this huge, gigantic influx of money that we weren't expecting. We spent it all, we loved it, but now we're living through the thin period, so now we have to shrink quickly.
And there are other major problems that Ecuador has little, if any, control over. One is the so-called Godzilla El Niño that's forming off the coast of South America. Gonzalo Ortiz, a former Secretary General of the country, remembers the last major El Niño in 1997, in which 275 inches of rain fell on parts of the country in just over a year. He ran an economics magazine at the time.
Last time, thousands of hectares of banana and coffee and cocoa, there are other exports of Ecuador, were destroyed by rain and floodings,
causing close to $1 billion of damage to the country's farms. Ortiz worries this year could be worse because it's not clear whether farmers have done enough to prepare. Oh, and in case all of this isn't enough to cause alarm, the El Niño, the rock-bottom oil prices, looming, like literally looming over all of this, is a gigantic volcano that began spewing ash in August.
Sobre la actividad del volcán Cotopaxi.
The 19,300-foot Cotopaxi volcano is in the news every day here. Scientists say it's overdue for an eruption. It's just that no one knows when or how big it could be. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.